Warning. Warning. The following episode contains explicit language, sexual content, and Randy.
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 Randy. Randy. Randy. Randy.
The following podcast contains explicit language.
Last week on the show, I shared what's been involved in moving on from my breakup. A breakup that really shook me. If you haven't heard that episode yet, as long as you're not my ex-boyfriend, you should really go back and listen. It's episode 30. This week on the show, I need to take a 360 turn from bearing my soul. And I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. And then my friend Randy called. Said he was outside my office in the middle of the day. Apparently, I missed his fax, which is weird because I don't have a fax number.
Where am I sending these faxes to? Some of them are inappropriate for people I don't know.
It's hard for me to explain Randy's deal. We actually won an award for his last appearance. It's a Sarah Award from Sarah Lawrence College. I tell people to listen to Randy with a different ear than the other stuff we do here. There's no one quite like him.
I'd assume that you knew that it was me that was faxing, and
that
was my handwriting.
I don't have a fax number.
All right, because it kept bouncing back, and I'm wondering why that was the case.
When Randy walked into the studio, he was glowing.
Things are going so well. Can you see it on my face how happy I am?
And in a matter of minutes, he dropped the G word.
My girl. I told you about my girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm really happy. We met on OkCupid. We went to a sports bar in Gaithersburg.
Oh.
She's a black woman. Yep. Her name is Bridget.
That's not her real name.
She has a huge, hugely important job in the government. I can't tell you exactly what it is, but she works for someone who works for someone in the White House. Let me just say this. She's an assistant deputy director of PR for someone. You see what I'm doing with my eyes? Someone in the White House.
Oh, that's a huge job.
Yeah, it is.
You guys just met on OkCupid?
Yeah, right. Two generations removed from the president. You're looking at him right here. Now, right now, she's at TT, double T, Trump Tower, the tower.
Wait, you're dating a black Republican?
Yeah, yeah. She's been turning me on to a lot of new things. There's a writer she loves, Anne Rind, mm-hmm. that I want to check out.
It's weird because Randy's never been into politics. Pretty sure he doesn't vote.
The Fountainhead, supposedly, is a really good book. Never read it.
They have a connection.
Let me just say this. She knows her way around the halls of Congress. She knows her way around a man's body.
But he's doing what we all do, right? He's putting on a front so he'll be a better match with a potential partner. He's pretending his bike doesn't have a flat tire and he loves to go hiking. So I was thinking, I'll give this relationship another week. But then he told me about their first date.
Well, the first date was interesting because it wasn't like a typical first date because I wanted to go to Hoops, which is a sports bar out near Frederick, and she was into that. So we met out there and she brought a guest with her. Guess who the guest was?
Another boyfriend?
No. If that was the case, I would have walked out. The guest was her 8-year-old daughter, Becky. I call her Bicky Becky. And because of that, we couldn't sit at the bar and watch the Capitals, but we sat off to the side. And Becky got a drink appropriate for children, and then we got a drink appropriate for adults.
When the waiter came by to take their food order, he says that at the exact same moment, he and Becky both ordered chicken fingers. They kind of laughed and locked eyes, saw someone familiar.
And I thought after a while, you know, this girl is really, she's very mature for her age. She's very intelligent, and she's funny. And I actually had a great time talking with her, which I haven't talked to many 8-year-old girls, maybe since I was 8, but I really had a great time. It turned out to be a fantastic date. And that was the first time, I think by me liking Bicky Becky, Bridget was really impressed by that. And we got along so well. And Bridget later said that, like, you might as well just be an 8-year-old. And I think that's true in some ways. We're just like on the same level.
And then Randy pulled some photos out of his wallet. Slid them over to me. There's a school photo with Bicky Becky and a missing tooth in the front. Then there's a picture of her and her mom. Becky's hair is in these short twist braids with pink beads. And there's one of her standing with her hands on her hips right next to Randy. She's looking up at him kind of sideways. and he's holding a very full Easter basket. You know whose photo's in my wallet? No one.
I never even knew that I like kids, but we get along so well. We share a lot of the same interests. We like comics. We like some of the same TV shows. And I'll show her old shows that I used to watch as a kid, like Happy Days or Welcome Back, Kotter.
Oh, this poor girl.
Poor girl. She loves it.
You're making her watch Welcome Back, Kotter?
Oh, she loves it. Horseshack is her favorite character.
I kept waiting for the scheme to show up. Like that time Randy told me he bought a pet lizard.
Bingo the lizard.
He'd been researching how much money you can make from cute animals on the internet. He thought the lizard looked grumpy.
And I'm going to turn him into an internet meme.
But he never considered the well-being of his grumpy lizard.
What do you feed him?
Cheerios, trail mix, Bako Bits, Raisinets, anything small that he can swallow.
Are you supposed to feed him like bugs and...
Yeah, you know what? You probably are, but do I want him to be happy? No, I want him to stay miserable.
Usually everything Randy touches falls apart or needs to be sold back to another pet store. But he actually seems to be helping Becky.
What's interesting is we both stumble over the same words.
Mm.
And I think she may have a spot of dyslexia like I had. And no one's ever known that before.
Oh, interesting.
According to Bridget, yeah. And I think she was not getting good grades because of that. And I'm going to seek help for her with a tutor, a private tutor, which was diagnosed very late for me in my late teens, but I think this is what she's suffering from.
That's amazing.
She's a sweet girl. She sort of reminds me of me as a kid, except she's black and a girl.
Sometimes her mom has to work late. It actually happens quite a bit.
I mean, when you have someone who's like a perfectionist like Trump, I guess he wants her there at all hours and things like that.
On those nights, Randy will take her on a special trip to a mall in Northern Virginia.
They have a place called American Girl Doll Store. It's partially government funded, I think. And you go there and there's so many things for the kids to see. It's so fun. Bicky Becky loves going there. We go there all the time.
And when they go there, Randy's taught her not to expect him to buy anything. They just walk around and Randy gives the dolls voices.
Hey, Bicky Becky. Hi, can you hug me?
Sounds like a nightmare to me, but Becky loves it.
Bicky Becky, I'm lonely. Can you give me a hug?
She'll go up to the hug and she'll go up and hug the dolls. And I'll really pretend like if it's a doll. Woo, woo, woo.
And finally, for her 8th birthday, Randy bought her first American Girl doll.
And I said, listen, I'll buy you one doll for your 8th birthday. She picked out a white doll. And I said, sweetie, you should pick out a doll whose skin is closer to your color. And then she still wanted a white doll. And I said, no, we're going to get one that your skin color is beautiful. So we got a black one and she's finally happy with it.
Becky's doll is Adie Walker, a fugitive slave who escaped with her mother from a plantation in North Carolina all the way to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania during the American Civil War. Now she spends her days hanging out with Randy and Becky, going to eat at the American Girl Doll Cafe.
Picture this. We're sitting there. We're all around. Addie is sitting in her little booster. I'm sitting next to Bicky Becky. And it's just, you know, the conversation going. Like, then I'm playing Addie. And then Bicky Becky's talking to Addie. Then Addie's talking to me. It's incredibly fun. You know, sometimes people will turn around and say, what is going on over there? Because it's not going on at any other table. It's just back and forth. Conversation flying. It's fantastic.
Bicky Becky, pass me your food.
That's Addie.
Addie sounds a lot like the other dolls in there.
Bicky Becky, lift me, lift me, lift me.
That voice is just, it's a lot.
Can you get another cookie?
What do you guys order there?
Macaroni with no butter.
And then afterwards you can get this amazing dessert. This incredibly rich, chocolatey, ice cream covered.
Give me that syrup. I want more.
Sometimes I'll talk to the waiter and he'll look at me like, what are you saying? But it's so fun. And Bicky,
give me some. I want the check now.
Addie, you don't have to.
I want to pay.
This is when it hit me. Randy has beat me at becoming a parent.
I skipped the crap years, you know, like cleaning out the poop and things like that. Especially from what I've heard with girls, it's like dealing with a Shar-Pei dog, a lot of folds.
And the most annoying part is that he might be better with kids than I am. My apartment shares a yard with some neighbors, and I was talking to this little girl the other day. She's probably, I don't know, somewhere between 4 and 11. I'm never around kids. It's hard for me to tell. So I just started to small talk with her while she kicked at some rocks. And I was thinking I would be more interesting than the rocks, right? But instead, it felt like a really bad date. She kept looking at me like I was a tourist, this nuisance who keeps saying the word super and cool just way too frequently. And then she finally told me she was going back inside, and I was so relieved. You know, it's really tiring to smile that weird for so long. I know when I talk to an 8-year-old, I'm always like, do you like math?
No, you don't ask them that, because do you know the answer to that already? What's the answer to that?
Well, I want to encourage them to pursue math because there are great opportunities for young women in the sciences.
What are you, a guardian angel? Just have fun with them. The whole point of life is fun. Now, let's role play right now. I'm an 8-year-old.
Okay. How's school?
Fine.
That's a cool t-shirt.
Meemaw got it for me.
What do you like to do for fun?
Watch TV. See, these are quite, like, all right, now you're the 8-year-old.
Okay.
Hey, kiddo. You got a booger in your shirt. Look down. Zoink! They're going to say, ooh, they laugh their head off. Because they say, this guy's an adult, but he knows how to talk to kids. All right, you're an 8-year-old again.
Okay.
Are you married?
No.
See?
See, that's funny when you ask an 8-year-old. It's not funny when people ask me that.
Well, right, but you're trying to appeal. An 8-year-old has a different sense of humor than an adult.
Right.
Hey, did you lose an arm?
What? No, I have 2 arms.
See, that's the thing. Oh, this is what they love. You got a banana in your hair.
I do not.
See? They love stuff like that. See that? You went right back to being an 8-year-old. Are you a monkey?
I'm not a monkey.
Yeah, see? Tell them something that they're not, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, try it. Not role play. I'm an 8-year-old now.
Are you a dog?
No, I'm a kitty cat. See? That's perfect.
Aw.
Do it again.
Are you an old man?
No, I'm 8. That's hilarious. That's how you do it.
Oh.
I'm going to come with you one time when you go out there, and I'm going to show you how to do it.
You know, I just went through this breakup.
Oh, again?
No, the same one. I'm still getting over it.
What was the guy's name?
Mike.
Get over it already. Please, Andrew. I want to see you happy. I want to see you as happy as I am right now.
Well, we broke up because I want to be a parent someday.
Oh, really? Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, I love it. I love it. I hope one day I can adopt her. I've never been happier. It gives meaning to my life. It'll give meaning to your life. So Mike didn't want a child?
No.
What was his reason for that?
He just never wanted to be a parent, you know?
Quite frankly, he might not have wanted you to be the mother of his child.
Now, I know that's not the case. But the thing about Randy is that he's always the guy who's willing to say out loud the very thing that you think other people might be thinking.
And I have to say, looking at you now, you look like you've aged.
Actually, the other day I was in the bathroom and I found this gray patch right up here. Mm-hmm. Do you see it? It's like there's like a lot of gray like right in here.
Yeah.
And it's kind of thinning.
It looks horrible. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest.
We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, Randy has some dating advice for me. And just so you guys know, I'm going to be giving you more information about our upcoming tour. YOY is going to New York City, Chicago, and LA. Live shows made possible by Bonobos. I'll be telling you about that right before the credits. So stay tuned for that. We're going to be back in a moment. All right, we're back. And just to remind you, Randy has a powerful, gorgeous girlfriend who works in the White House and a special bond with her cool little daughter. And all I have is my OkCupid profile. So, of course, Randy started doing that thing that all my coupled friends do. He started giving me advice.
Well, you do look older, and I think it's time you settle down. I'm late 30s, and I've met someone. I'm very happy about that.
Apparently, I should change how I behave.
I keep seeing your Twitter page, and all you do is bitch and moan about the guys out there, and I'm wondering why that's the case. I also wonder, how is a man going to find that attractive?
And change my look.
Show your cleavage. I know you don't have any, but show what you got. Be happy with what you got. Show something. Give them something. Give them a little extra.
And lower my standards.
Also, make it clear that you're willing to date not only single fathers, but any fathers, because a lot of fathers out there are miserable. And a lot of fathers, they don't admit this, but they're willing to leave their wives if they meet someone better and younger.
I'm not okay with that.
That's the quickest way to do it.
You know, being single in the city, I feel, it kind of feels like there's no one there for me. If I have something heavy to lift, it's on me to lift it.
Mm-hmm. It's called independence. Didn't you women want independence? You got it. Doesn't feel so good, does it? No, I'll get the door. Yeah, you can get the door. No problem. Hey, can I put that air conditioner in? No. You get the air conditioner. Yeah,
right.
You can't lift it. Too heavy. See, that's the problem. You want it all.
I did lift it, but it wasn't easy.
Right. So you want it, but you don't want it. And then you don't want it, but you want it.
Right. And now I'm at a point in my life where I kind of want that. And It just fell into your lap.
It didn't just fall. I worked for it. Listen, most men would have walked out at hoops. If a woman walked in as pretty as Bridget was with an 8-year-old, they would have said, what the hell is going on? I wanted to sit at the bar and watch the Caps. No, but not. I said, you know what? I have nothing else to do. The home is being fumigated anyway. I had bed bugs. So I might as well just sit off to the side. Let Bridget get her a drink, let Becky get her Sprite, and just, you know what? Let's see what happens. And I did, took a chance, and it worked out well for me. Most men wouldn't have done that.
It's just hard for me because I'm watching my friends pair off and have this. And now I'm losing you. Like, I'm losing one of my last friends who was similarly single.
I find that really funny, losing me. Because I would call. How many times have I called in the last few months?
It's constant.
Right. And how many times would you? So how are you losing? You never call me back. You only like me now because I have someone that I'm not pushing to sleep with you. This is a funny thing about women. Someone else has something, then all of a sudden you want it. Right? Now you want me. Now all of a sudden I become Mr. Attractive, Mr. Apollo.
I didn't say that.
I can see it though. You're jealous. As soon as a guy gets a woman, it's like, what does that guy have that I didn't notice before? What is it? You tell me. What do you see in me now that you didn't notice before?
Suddenly, Randy's phone's ringing.
Here, hang on a second.
He pulls out his notebook, like there might be a number he needs to write down.
Hello? Hey, what's up, sweetie? How's it? Oh, busy? I haven't been watching the news. What's going on?
While he listens, he starts doodling on his notepad. Draws a stick figure, holding a pitchfork. Some flames.
All right. Well, I'm with Mark. I'm going over with business, and I will be back at TT soon, okay? Are you at TT now? Okay, I'll meet you in the food court, okay? All right, love you, baby. Bye. She thinks I'm meeting with my friend Mark. She would get so jealous if she knew where I was right now.
Randy closes his flip phone, starts to pack up his stuff to go.
She hates the food at TT. I have to pick up some food to bring home. The food gave her the scatters a few weeks ago, the Mexican food.
But I had one last question. Whatever happened to his plans to build a water park on Meemaw's land? This is the thing he's been fighting with his family about for months.
So what I did was I acquiesced to the other side, and we're going to sell. We're going to do condos and homes and all that. And down the road, I'm going to build my own water park somewhere. But I need money. And I think now, because I have a full-time girlfriend and her 8-year-old daughter, I do need more cash. And I said, fine, let's sell. And I'm going to get half of whatever is made for this. It should be a lot of money.
It seems like a hard decision to make. I've never seen you make a reasonable decision like that before.
Well, Bridge is really, really smart. I'm not going to say what school she went to, but it was a top college. And she sat me down and she was going over the numbers. And she sort of suggested, like, this is not the way to go.
Do you see yourselves getting married someday?
I do. Yeah. They've become my family, and I love it. They're great. I gotta say, life is really good right now. I can only see it getting better.
and then he's gone. And I'm stuck sitting here, hearing those ominous words, wondering when I'm going to feel that way next, if I'll ever feel that way. And then I noticed this piece of paper that had fallen out of his back pocket. It had those rip-off edges like old computer paper. It seemed important. And at the top of the list, it said, "Why not Andrea?" Which is funny, right? Like, he's talking himself out of dating me. And it is funny. There's things on here like, works too much. Dog sleeps in her bed. 5'2". As you go down the list, there's things like moody. I never know which version of her she'll be on a given day. Vegetarian, which I'm not. Too old. Too many sexual partners, I'm assuming. Never dates nice guys. And then there's this. Narrow hips, parentheses, difficulty bearing children, / can't see her as a mother. So I'm going to throw this away. Pretend I never saw it. As if you can ever unsee that. Our show is produced by me, Andrea Salenzi, with Lindsay Cradwell. Our editor is Hillary Frank. Our artwork changes every week thanks to Teddy Blanks at Chips.nyc. Our theme music is by Andy Miklas, Casey Holford, and Lee Rosevere. Special thanks to Mia LaBelle and Andy Bowers at Panoply. YY is taking a 2-week breather. We need a little break, go on some summer vacation trips, and get some exciting new stuff ready for you guys. So we will be back at the end of May with some great new episodes. Thanks for your patience. Next time on YOY, Randy's plans for Grumpy Lizard.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to dress him up as different characters, put a little party hat on him. Yeah. And put a little pimp hat on him. I'm going to pimp him out.
Grumpy Pimp Lizard.
Grumpy Rabbi. I'm going to put like a little head scarf, whatever they wear on their heads. It's going to be really fun. And that's just one of the ideas I'm coming up with now. So bingo, I sent you photos. You never opened them. You said you thought they were some sort of virus, right?
Or your penis. Either one.
I mean, I can send either.
But when you say, here's my big lizard.
Okay. Well, I didn't say.
What am I to think?
Did I say grumpy penis? No, I said, here is my big grumpy lizard.
Ugh.